With me in our studio in Tralee, we have Paddy Cavan of Meals on Wheels Tralee and Treasurer of St Vincent de Paul in Kerry. We're talking to Paddy because a new element of the service has been opened, and this time for Killarney. Paddy, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Gerry.
Tell me about what's happening with Meals on Wheels. You're opening in Killarney, is that right?
So I suppose our service has expanded to Killarney, and just to give a little bit of background, we started off roughly about February of this year expanding our Meals on Wheels service to Killarney because we were approached by the HSE Community Work Department about setting up a community laundry initiative, and seeing as we were over there with the laundry, we decided that we'd go over as well with the Meals on Wheels. So it's been working very, very well since February this year. In May, we launched the community laundry in Killarney, and then we decided to make the formal launch now for two reasons. One, for Christmas, to let people know that we're available on Christmas Day in Killarney, that if there's anybody that needs a Christmas Day dinner, there is no charge. We'll deliver it to them. And then obviously, if there's anybody who'd like to attend our centre in Tralee, we'll have a sit-down meal, as well as deliveries around Tralee as well on Christmas Day. So nobody will be left alone on Christmas Day, whether they decide to have a dinner brought to them or they decide to come into the centre and have a bit of crack with us. We'd only be too delighted.
That's all part of it. And you're launching community laundry service as well, Paddy?
Yes, we've launched a community laundry service. I suppose the HSE had noticed for a while, particularly with Home Helps, that there was a lot of older people or people with disabilities that might have had difficulty with having their laundry sorted and washed. So there was a great organisation in Tralee called Tralee Community Services, and they ran for many, many years up until COVID, and the members retired. So they approached Meals on Wheels Tralee to see would that be something that we'd look at, and there was a gap in Tralee, obviously, with that service being gone, and that service didn't exist in Killarney, so it all kind of collaborated into one. It operates every Wednesday where our driver would call into Killarney and obviously Tralee as well, and collect clothes from HSE referrals. And it seems to be working very, very well. I suppose you could probably look at it as part of Slán to Care, where we're doing our best as a Section 39 funded organisation to assist people to live at home and independent for as long as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And what you're doing is you're launching this, you've launched the service in relation to that, but you've also been delivering in the area. You've done a lot of Meals on Wheels this year so far.
We have. We've
distributed Killarney.
Yeah, we've distributed just over 20,000 meals between Tralee and Killarney this year. I was looking at the mileage of the van, and I think the van has done about 40,000 kilometres so far this year, so it's absolutely flat out. We're delighted with it. There's a great response. Just as well to mention that we're not the only Meals on Wheels group. We're one of three in Tralee. Yeah. And we all collaborate and work very well with each other. I'm one of two in Killarney as well, and it works very, very well. There's a huge need for the service in Killarney. It's not just Killarney either, for people to be aware of. We cover Glenflesk, we cover Headford, we cover Kilcommon, parts of Kilcommon, and a lot of rural areas that there would be fierce need for the service. And I suppose our ultimate objective is to try and help people to remain independent and home for as long as possible, because that hopefully helps people stay out of hospital unless they need it, and keep their independence, and that's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's all part of the job and all part of the issue. Paddy, I'm going to ask you to put on your other hat for a moment in terms of St Vincent de Paul, because I know the national organisation has launched its Christmas appeal, and what they're saying is they expect more than 250,000 requests for help will be made this year. So, and also a report from the press conference yesterday that the National President Theresa Ryan is saying you're seeing an increasing number of requests for help from middle-income earners, families looking for help for children and to help pay college fees and other issues. Are you seeing likewise in Kerry, Paddy?
We are a huge issue for college fees for students. We've a Southwest bursary between Cork and Kerry, and I think they spent about $500,000 this year on assisting families when it comes to third level education. It's not all down to student fees. It can be accommodation, as everybody knows, is a huge issue for a lot of people, even finding it and sourcing it. And we would have spoken to families that started in the very first half of the year before a college place was even secured to try and find accommodation, and then to be greeted with, you know, I suppose 10, 11, 12,000 for that accommodation for the year, which is huge pressure on working families who are trying their best. And that's one of the parts of the St. Vincent de Paul's education bursary, was to try and help them. Also students trying to go up and down and commute who weren't lucky enough to secure accommodation, so trying to catch trains, buses, whatever they can to get to college. Like, I suppose the society is seeing a lot of young people who are spending hours and hours travelling up and down trying to get to college. And, you know, we're blessed with a fantastic institution in Tralee, but I suppose some courses might not be available for some students, and depending on their geographical location, they may have to go to Limerick or beyond. So that adds extra pressure as well. Then you have families who are at the breadline. They mightn't have gotten much at the budget, and they're trying to make do with what they have. I suppose just put perspective
the
for
the
you.
The issue of groceries inflation is continuing to rise. You know, other elements have stabilised, but groceries are still going up, which can put real pressure on people. It's still a real issue for a lot of people as we head into Christmas.
It's a huge issue, and I suppose to put it in perspective for your listeners, just in the Tralee and West Kerry area alone last year, we spent 364,000 just in those areas alone, assisting individuals and families, particularly when it comes to food costs. And if you look at that compared to the year before, it increased by about 15,000. So we had to raise an extra 15,000 to make sure that we could get people across the line. And we're expecting this year it'll be substantially even more. So the pressure is on the society to try and make sure that they can help as many people as possible and make sure that they have lights on at Christmas, food on the table, and what happens in the New Year is another story.
That is part of it. So you're obviously appealing alongside the national organisation for people to help if they can this Christmas, because your demands are going up on ye for what ye need to provide.
Absolutely. And just if we can just ask people if, you know, we'll have our Churchgate collection this December, if anybody can support that. And obviously, we're very much thankful to Radio Kerry for the Christmas Jumper Day, which will be launched on the 11th of December. So we would really appeal if anybody is able to support that. We'd be only delighted, because, you know, there's about 1,000 hampers, like I said, in the Tralee and West Kerry area alone that's being distributed. 364,000 spent last year. That is done and only possible through donations and fundraising. And like I said, we're so thankful to the public for what they've done to help us to be able to help people.
Yeah. Paddy, we have a query in from a listener, if you can address it for me. And it's the jury, how do these charities vet applications, vet those who will take advantage and claim when they're not really in need? How difficult is that to do, Paddy, for you?
Okay, so I'll put on the Meals on Wheels hat for a second. So with Meals on Wheels, anybody who is over 60 years of age is a self-referral for Meals on Wheels, and anybody under 60, we require a HSE referral. So that's how Meals on Wheels works. Then I'll put on my St. Vincent de Paul hat. For anybody who comes to the society and approaches for help with them, what happens is they either phone or they email, and the society then would have what's called as a conference, which is a committee, and they will assign two members to visit that person in their home or meet them at a location and go through where they need assistance. And sometimes there's actually nothing that the society can do. Somebody might be better supported by MABS, or it might be ADAPT, or depending on what the organisation is. So a lot of our work as well could be signposting.
Yeah, and that's all part of that. That's what the assessment she put on, to make sure that everything goes to people who genuinely need it.
Absolutely. And look, I suppose if somebody approaches us and states that they're in need, like, we will help with food initially first, and then we will refer them to external organisations and work with those external organisations. So an example might be MABS, and MABS might work on a payment plan for somebody to hopefully make sure that they're on the right track. And then the society will help for a little while. But I suppose it's important for listeners to be aware that the society can't help people indefinitely. It's for a very short period of time. And then we'd hope that people would be able to progress, because we couldn't survive if we were to help people.
It's not continuous.
No, it's not continuous.
It's just for a short period of time when it's most needed. Okay, Paddy, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about those things this morning. Good luck with the new service in Killarney. It's Paddy Cavan there with us on the line talking about that expansion of the Meals on Wheels and laundry service into Killarney.